want to change things up a little bit from change the tone a little bit. Yesterday, even podcast a little bit heavy, podcast weekly, and yesterday's Taiwan special was a little bit on the heavy side. And there are going to be more stories about that, but you know, I've been talking about vibing. Seriously, your life, it's all about the vibes. I don't want to make this a boring lecture on like self-improvement, but I'm telling you, just a little side note, here. Okay. You know, I know Limbaugh would talk. Yeah, now look, you don't have to be a Limbaugh fan to get me, understand that, but he was number one. Limbaugh would talk about iPhone stuff and it would irritate the users. So pardon the goofiness here for just a short time. I've been really working on vibing. Like I've got a friend that's kind of a vibing coach, and it's changing practical things in my life. And just as part of that, you know, we don't need to have negativity in the news all the time, you know? You know, there's so much, we don't need to have stupid news or ignore the world's problems and call that being positive. There are different ways to address this. We can choose to be not negative. It's unlike the only option is to be angry all the time and to say the worst, most horrible thing to get everybody having nightmares all night long. You don't have to go that way. You can tell people what's going on in the world without having that result. Apparently, though, the news industry doesn't know. Goodness, this week, Chris Cuomo was fired. You know, terminated, I think, is the term that they use. Look, there's a different approach to looking at this. News needs to be trustworthy. I think that looking at a broader scope of things is it's a very good thing to do. So on kind of interesting note, I'm going to tell you something weirdness that we can learn from with me as the moderator, the new moderator for Stack Exchange's Bible hermeneutics site. I don't want to talk about specific posts because there's a lot of stuff that may not be a professionally confidential agreement, but I don't want to go share the inside baseball of everything that's going on. But I work in this. You hear that? Yeah, that's the local daily siren. It's emergency war disaster alarms. A lot of cities have those. That's the local siren going off every day. It's part of life in Taiwan. Well, interestingly, right up the street from me is the police first precinct, which is kind of the head police office for the area. So that's what you're listening to. I don't need to cut that out. It's a Taiwan special, George. They can listen to what. Part of it, you want authentic. There's too much that's fake and polished in media, George. I'm sorry. Even after 10 years, George is still new, and I just okay. Where was I with? Yes. Okay. Dancing like Baby Groot in Guardians opening scene too. Second opening scene. Yes. Bible Hermeneutics website. I'm really starting to get a deeper idea of how to work with people. You know, you get users that are new and they walk in and they do all kinds of terrible stuff. They commit all sorts of faux pas. It's like we forget when you walk into a new place. They've got rules of the house, cultures, customs. Every company has its culture, its rules, its unwritten rules. It's how human society works. And people walk in and they don't do things the way we do them. And it's like, you don't talk that way. And we moderators have to go, you know, deal with it. And we were all new people once. And we learned lesson after lesson the hard way, getting yelled at when it wasn't fair, losing permissions and privileges and abilities to do this and that. And we didn't understand it, and we went through it, and it was hard, but we became better people. So we're like, I know what they're going through, and I don't like doing this, but I have to. But let's be gentle about it and help them understand. And it's like, because we've been there. We've been there. And it's really, it's teaching me a lot about patience. I have, you know, being a skater, okay, that naturally attracts people that will be younger. Because it's people usually don't skate so much when they're older. They skate when they're younger. But there are some people that skate when they're older. I'm one of them. And one of my big angles is filming. But see, the beautiful thing about skating is your body is doing balance constantly, and it's constantly active. So you go skating, your legs get a really amazing technical workout, like prehab almost. And you're just burning tons of calories. And it's a little bit social because there's people around. You can vibe high. And that brings around teenagers, which basically means I'm surrounded by teenage Groot from Avengers Infinity War all day long, at least when I'm at the skate park. And, you know, I'll tell you, in a word, patience. In fact, maybe I could say two words: patience pays. There are so many things that are good and brilliant and fresh. There's so much energy, and happiness. But there's some things it's like, I've been there. You didn't get that yet, you know? And it's just, it's my daily routine. You want to hear about my romance life? Oh boy. Okay. Lately, listen, cross-cultural relations are a thing, you know, and not to mention in certain terms of culture, what do we got? Spider-Man's coming out in a few weeks and The Matrix. Yeah. So I'm going to go watch that in Taiwan and do the movie. Yes. Yes. Zach's going to be thrilled. Jesse, if you did movie reviews, you've been in Taiwan. What do you think of the movies? Because I can talk about, you know, Confucian culture and what the audience was like when they're, but look. Tell you something about Taiwan girlfriends, the way the relationships build. It's kind of a shy culture. I was at the park talking with a friend, and this American just walks up. We both, hi, looked at each other like we're good friends. How are you? Had a short little bull session chat about nothing and acted like we were buddies. You know how you meet people and you chat it up with them in America on the street and you just walk away and you just, it's like anybody can talk about music. Oh, Led Zeppelin. Oh, yeah, got it. Yeah, since I was, yeah, bye. You know, and then you don't even know that person and never will. Well, Taiwanese never do that. If they look at each other to say hi, they return with the look like, why are you going to sue me and take away my house? Like, that's the look they give you if you talk to a stranger. And it's like, what? So my buddy says, do you know him? I go, of course not. He goes, well, then why would you talk to him that way? I go, why wouldn't you? And I explained to him that in American history, you'd ride a horse all day and meet one person out in the wild. And when you meet him, you don't know if he's going to try to kill you. He doesn't know if you're going to try to kill him. Maybe he's your friend. Maybe you need his help. He needs your help. You don't know. So you say, howdy. And you answer, howdy. Brer Rabbit and Tar Baby, I said, howdy. You say hi. And if you don't answer back, it means you're up to something. Only bad people don't say hello. Not why would you say hello? Why wouldn't you? And that was a new idea for my Taiwanese friend. Well, that carries over into romance. When you're first getting acquainted with someone, now this is flirting advice. If you want to go to Taiwan, you got to kind of act like you're not there. And what you do, just smile a little bit. You know, you can start conversations, but don't get too close. I mean, you can get close quick, but then you got to like run away. And you don't want, being too forward is dangerous and bad. And the only people that do that probably have STDs. Like this isn't a joke. So the thing to do is keep a friendly distance and talk about ultra benign things very, very little. and always do less than needed. And it's hyper. Yes. Like totally tone it down, like six notches, seven notches more than you would in America. And no, I'm finding that's, I don't want to give the details of it. I